The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, December 24th, 1978 at 16 hours 35 and 19 hours 35 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa! Hello, friends. This is Rita Rochelle.
And I'm Leo Sarkisian, welcoming you all back to Music Time in Africa on this very special day, the day before Christmas. Rita has some interesting music for the holiday season, and she'll be telling you what the music is all about. But before she begins, I'd like to express our best wishes from the both of us to all of you in Africa and to all those listening in other parts of the world. May you and all whom you hold dear be graced with the blessings of good health and happiness, peace, freedom, and security at this holiday time.
That was very nice, Leo. Thank you for joining me here in the studio today. It's good to have you.
Well, I'll be right beside you in front of the microphone next week too, Rita, because next Sunday is another very special day. We'll be ringing in the new year together on this program.
I'm looking forward to that, Leo, and we'll make it a fun program with lots of good dance music. And now, friends, it's time for Music Time in Africa. Christmas is usually considered a Christian holy day, but it comes in a season that is sacred to many faiths, and its customs can be traced back to times long before the Christian era. The idea of using lights and candles as Christmas decorations, for example, can be traced to the days long before Christianity, when bonfires were lighted to implore the sun to return to the cold northern regions of the world, where the shortest days of the year were just passing. The ancient Romans decorated their homes with holly branches and other greenery for their annual winter festival, which took place at this same time of year. Christmas Day is sacred to Christians because it marks the anniversary of the birth of Christ. The Muslim holy period of Ramadan is a month of fasting that commemorates the first revelation of the Quran, or Muslim holy book. And also during this period is the Jewish Hanukkah, an 8-day festival of lights, marking the rededication of the Hebrew temple in Jerusalem in the year 165 BC. So, in Africa, as elsewhere, the Christmas season is a time for religious observances and also a period of merrymaking and giving of gifts. The customs attending this season vary from place to place. Liberia has an unusual type of Christmas observance, which, as far as we know, is unique. A group of young men and boys called Santa Claus Boys, taking their cue from an old Nordic legend about Saint Nick, dance through the streets at this time of the year singing and playing a variety of musical instruments, and receiving presents of money from the delighted onlookers. The Santa Claus Boys wear colorful costumes and humorous masks, and the music they make, it sounds like this.
We are Santa Claus, we are. Yeah. We are standing, you ready for a motion. Hey, we are, Santa Claus, we are, We are standing, you ready for a motion. Hey, we are, Santa Claus, we are. Where you're standing, you ready for the motion. Hey, we are, Santa Claus, we are.
Music by the Santa Claus Boys of Liberia. You just heard Andrew Joe Boy, Pelly folk singer of Liberia, and the selection was recorded in Monrovia by our music man, Leo Sarkeesian. Also in Liberia resides one of Africa's well-known poets, Bai T. Moore. He's written a poem that is appropriate to this season. I'd like to read it for you. The poem is called Monuments. All through the ages, men have struggled endlessly to leave behind great monuments in stone, bronze, and marble, deifying something: women, wealth, or fame. The pharaohs left their pyramids on the shores of the Nile, the Indian rajahs, temples delicately done in stone, and the feudal lords of Europe spent their time building castles. But history scant recalls today the architectural splendors, pyramids, and the gems of art left by those who sought to live in weather-beaten monuments. Buried in forgotten ruins in the valleys of the Nile, the Euphrates, and the Aztec mounds are monuments long since forgotten and withering in the sands of time. But Jesus Christ the Nazarene, without a stone or marble, left inscribed in the hearts of men a great and lasting monument: tolerance and humility. And to me, this is the essence of all religions: tolerance and humility. Bai T. Moore's poem, Monuments. For Christians, the Christmas season is a time for religious contemplation. But when we think of Africa, we must think not only of Christians, but of Muslims, Jews, and those who hold to the traditional faiths of Africa as well. For all men, religion is essentially a matter of faith. Faith in a power or powers which are greater than man and which help to guide his destiny. No matter what name we choose to give it, every religion plays a part in man's life, and is often expressed in a great variety of ways through music. The music of Islam, for example, is heard in many parts of Africa, and its sounds are closely integrated with the practice of this great world religion. In the recording you are about to hear, a muezzin is calling the faithful to prayer in the northern territory of Ghana. His musical phrases are answered by a chorus which circles about him and which accompanies his song with hand clapping. Not everyone knows that Africa is also the home of a people known as Felasha, who practice the Jewish faith. No one knows from whence they came or when, but they live in the northern region of Lake Tana in Ethiopia, and resemble in most ways the Amhara, who are one of the main groups of the Ethiopian population. Almost every Felasha village has a synagogue with at least one resident priest, and a fixed schedule of festivals and fast days is followed. In this recording, a chorus, accompanied by gong and drum, is singing a prayer for Passover, an annual Jewish religious festival which celebrates the release of the Hebrews from slavery in Egypt. Many Africans prefer to practice the traditional religions of their people, and in doing so, they choose to emphasize their own ways of life rather than those taught them by other peoples. Among the Ekonda people of Zaire live several groups of pygmies who are called Batwa. These people find a close relationship with the Bilimi, or the spirits of the forest, and in this song they ask the spirits for courage and strength. "We ask your assurance and protection in our work," they say. "Let there be no accident today. We pray your indulgence." Just as moving, just as powerful, and just as sacred are the musical rhythms which accompany other forms of traditional religious practices. In this case, we hear rattles, gong, and drums being played for the festival of the Tohosu of Benin. The festival is directed toward water spirits, who are believed to come into the world of the living in the form of children born with certain physical defects. Christian music in Africa takes many forms, from the music of the Coptic Church in Ethiopia, through the hymns sung all over Africa, to the lesser-known works of African composers today who are attempting to express their Christian convictions in an African manner. One of those composers, among many others, is Stephen Ponde, whose Shona home is in Rhodesia. Mr. Ponde has written a considerable number of songs and hymns, and at least one longer work, the Missa Shona, or Shona Mass. It is from that work that we draw the following music, sung by the choir of Bondofi Mission in Rhodesia. It is an offertory hymn called, "Our Lord, Your Works Are Wondrous."
Bye-bye.
It is the Christmas season, but no matter who celebrates it or how, one of the loveliest songs of the season was written many, many years ago, and it has become a common property of all of us. It is called Heilige Nacht in Germany, Holy Night in England, Silent Night in America, and Saut el Eid in Arabic. Whatever you call it, it carries the same message to all: peace on earth, goodwill to men. And it is sung here by the famous Arab singer Fairuz. Within a native hut, austere the dawn, unto the Pure One was an infant born, wrapped in blue lapa that his mother dyed, laid on his father's home-tanned deerskin hide. The babe still slept, by all things glorified. Spirits of black bards burst their bonds and sang, "Peace upon earth," until the heavens rang. All the black babies who from earth had fled peeped through the clouds, then gathered round his head, telling of things a baby needs to do when first he opes his eyes on wonder new, telling him that sleep was sweet as rest. All comfort came from his black mother's breast. Their gift was love, caught from the springing sod, whilst tears and laughter were the gifts of God. Then all the wise men of the past stood forth, filling the air east, west, and south, and north, and told him of the joy that wisdom brings to mortals in their earthly wanderings. The children of the past shook down each bough with frangipani blossoms for his brow. They put pink lilies in his mother's hand and heaped for both the first fruits of the land. His father cut some palm fronds that the air becoaxed to zephyrs while he rested there. Birds thrilled their hallelujahs. All the dew trembled with laughter, till the babe laughed too. Black women brought their love so wise, and kissed their motherhood into his mother's eyes. The poem was titled Nativity and was written by the late Akwa Lalua of Ghana. More Christmas music now, and from Moshi in northeastern Tanzania, the Kinampanda Church Choir sings a medley of Christmas songs in Kinyi Rumba.
tienes lo que, tienes lo que. Anaeto, Asumbaeto, Ananso, Manane Gumana. Yona Gumana, Sala Gumana, Kelie Gumana, Kositi Gumana. Yesu itu, when did it?
And that music from Tanzania brings to a close our special Christmas show for today. Both Leo and I hope that this modest tribute to the holiday season in Africa will further the spirit of brotherhood that is the beckoning star of this holiday. Today is the day that I promise to say a special hello to all the members of the Voice of America Listeners Club in Accra, Ghana, and the Sugarcane Social Club in Newman, Nigeria. Today is the day that I promise to say a very special hello to Michael Amadusa, Iyala Fabime, Onu Onwe, Chris Lee Perry Pateri, and to their friends at the Sugarcane Social Club all in Nigeria. First, there's Michael. Michael Amadusa, who's studying at the Institute of Management and Technology in Enugu. Our best to you, Michael, your family, and all your friends. Thank you for the photo and the nice letter. Michael, we expect to hear from you again. And to Chris Lee Perry Pateri of Newman, Gongola State, Leo and I send our best regards to you and all the members of the Sugarcane Social Club. And we don't want to forget your special friends, Chris Lee, to Beatrice, to Zelhan, to Rejoice Fanuel, and to Henry Garba. A special hello from your friend Chris Lee Perry. To Iyala Fabeme of Olui Berry, our best to you and all your fellow students there at the government school. Iyala comes from a big family, 8 children besides his parents. That sounds like my folks. There's 7 in my family, Iyala. Hello to your brothers and sisters who are listening in today. And we received a very nice letter from Onu Onwe of Kalagu. Onu, we received your photo and the card that you sent. And we're glad that you and all your co-workers are enjoying the photo that we sent you, Music Time in Africa and the other VOA programs. Write again. We'd like to hear from you and your friends, too. All the staff here joins us in wishing you all the best for the holiday. This is Rita Rochelle, thanking you for sharing this experience. And we're looking forward to your joining us next week at this same time for our New Year dance party on Music Time in Africa. Stay tuned in now for the news on Africana, which follows on these same frequencies and meter bands.